So that's Les Jordan. We'll have all the links to the Humane Society, of course, the 211 San Diego, if you want to volunteer. And we've got the phone number right here, 609-237-6309. We'll have all that up at z90.com here in the next 10 minutes. If you've got time to volunteer, it would be so great to help those poor pets who are probably sitting there in those crates wondering what's going on.
Yeah, and all the people that have been helping nonstop are exhausted. They could really use, I'm sure,
that's
another wave
point.
Of help.
Now, to something completely different. The fires are heavy. It's tough to deal with. Let's just take a break mentally for a second. Imagine this. One of the worst things that you ever see on Craigslist next to buying a used mattress is a couch. Mm-hmm. Just put in couch on Craigslist and prepare to throw up a little bit in your mouth. Right? Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
You're looking for something else and you're like, and we have a couch. You're like, did you give birth to a motorcycle on that couch? Like, what is the matter with this thing?
A lot of the times it's free too. They're like, just take it.
Yeah, you do not want a free couch on Craigslist. Of course, secondhand couches aren't the worst thing in the world. Back in March, three college students in New York bought a used couch for $20 at the Salvation Army. One of them wanted to know, gosh, this couch sucks. Well, you spent 20 bucks on it. Well, they unzipped one of the cushions and found an envelope with $4,000 cash in it.
What?
So they started digging and found a total of more than 40 grand.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's the great part. Here's the sad part. They also found a deposit slip with a woman's name on it, and they knew they couldn't keep the money. Turns out the woman who owned the couch is a 91-year-old widow whose kids donated it to the Salvation Army while she was in the hospital with a broken hip. And it's not clear if they got a reward, but here's Lara Russo, one of the students who bought the couch, talking about her experience.
There's a zipper next door. It's funny because they actually thought that we won the lottery or something.
Wow. So no word if they got any money. You would have to think that they would get some reward money just for returning it like that.
Yeah. You would hope.
And you know what? If they don't get it here, they'll get it somewhere else. Like,
totally.
Right? At least they'll buy a few walks of shame on their way to heaven. Right? Like, hey, I gave that money back. I get a couple walks of shame, right?
Right.
I get a couple. You know, I just moved back from Idaho, what, 6 months ago after being a San Diegan my whole life. I went to Idaho to work in radio for a while. I'll never go back. Never. Remember how I keep telling you guys it's like the Wild West up there?
Right.
You want to hear 30 seconds of the debate for governor?
Oh, gosh.
You'll think this is a joke. This is no joke. This is legitimately last night's gubernatorial debate. That's what they call them, the governor's debate, up in Idaho. Listen to the candidates.
I went to jail for
a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
And that's why I'll never move back to Idaho. To us, that sounds weird. To them, that sounds like, well, Thursday night. Told you. It is crazy up there.
Who is he referring to as the normal guy?
Right.
Starting today to have something to read in the bathroom.
It's actually kind of true. It is 7:10. We're way over time. Sarah, what's coming up in dirt?
Well, Rihanna's tweet about a fan now has her labeled as a cyber bully. Details in the dirt next.
It's my station.
This is my station.
Jam and Z90.
I always follow.
Everywhere.
Join us tonight, 10 to 11. Registration ends today.
Get more info now at Z90.
Want you to play it loud.
DJ, turn it loud.
We got dirt, and dirt don't hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what's next.
Rihanna lashes out at a fan on Twitter and now is being called a cyber bully. Details in the dirt next on Jam and Z90.
I don't understand.
It's Morton in the Morning with a double shot of Daily Dirt. Now, here's Sarah.
Rihanna is now being called a cyberbully after retweeting one of her fans' photos. 16-year-old Alexis Carter decided to wear a Rihanna-inspired jumpsuit to her Hollywood-themed prom. Now, just imagine like this black cat suit with a V-neck all the way down to the belly button and then fabric that attaches from her wrist all the way down to her ankle, essentially. Looks like she has bat wings, which is a look.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is a look Rihanna once wore.
Right.
Well, people who saw this on Twitter started retweeting it a lot, hashtagging prom bat. And Rihanna came across this tweet, and she retweeted it herself with a sad face, and then she retweeted it again, a side-by-side of Alexis next to the Wu-Tang logo that looks like a bat-like W.
I'm looking at this picture. It does look like the Wu-Tang logo exactly.
Yeah, it does. And so Alexis was left heartbroken, and now Rihanna's being called a cyber bully.
You know what? I don't know. Is she a bully for just for that? Is that? Do you think she's a bully, D-Rock?
I don't think that was negative.
It was totally negative.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she should be called a bully, but that was a negative thing. She tweeted a sad face at the first time. The first time she retweeted the picture of Alexis, it was just a sad face, like she did not approve.
Well,
that
I mean,
sucks.
It was kind of mean of her to tease and call it a batwing when she made a video